Thank you and good morning. What began as a three-day rafting trip on Redwood Creek turned into tragedy for three people over the weekend. It was late Friday night before sheriff's deputies and other emergency personnel were able to locate and contact two members of a rafting party who had driven their vehicle, boat, and trailer to Oreck to be able to call 911. In the boat was the body of their dead companion, who died while the trio were navigating their boat through the Redwood Falls. The victim and a second rafter had gotten out of the boat and proceeded downstream to set up safety ropes, but in doing so, the victim became entangled in one of the ropes and drowned before his fellow rafters could reach him. The incident happened about 12 miles north of Oreck, and it took the two remaining rafters some 20 minutes to reach and free their companion, who had drowned. It then took several hours for them to reach Oreck. They placed his body in the boat and worked their way to Oreck to call 911. A sheriff's deputy who followed a vehicle out of downtown Garberville last week ended up arresting the driver, Robert Joseph Cullen, after performing a traffic stop on Alder Point Road. The incident began when the deputy observed a group of people gathered around Cullen's vehicle on Redwood Drive and watched as they dispersed as he drove by. The deputy then watched as Cullen got into the vehicle and followed him as he drove out of town. The deputy contacted Cullen after he had pulled into a roadside pullout. Cullen was driving without a valid license and without a valid ID, but with an active warrant. A search of the car turned up meth and cocaine, and Cullen was arrested and booked for possession and that outstanding warrant. In other local news, residents of Redway have been given the go-ahead to resume normal water use after repairs to a damaged wastewater line across the Eel River were completed. Heavy rains brought down a slide over the area where the lines crossed the river and interrupted water service for several days last week. The sheriff's office arrested 20-year-old Nikki Bjorstrand on Friday after he was seen terrorizing a woman and employees at a market in McKinleyville during a domestic violence incident. Witnesses called 911 after they saw Bjorkstrand chase a 22-year-old woman into the market while armed with a loaded handgun, and he allegedly pointed the loaded gun at an employee before forcing the female victim from the store. Deputies found Bjorkstrand at a nearby apartment building, and he was taken into custody at gunpoint, but without incident. Bjorkstrand was booked into county jail on several charges, including false imprisonment and assault with a deadly weapon. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has sent out a consumer alert to residents regarding Kidup fire extinguishers that have been recalled. The company has recalled more than 4 million units of disposable fire extinguishers because of a malfunction when attempted to be used that causes the unit to not fully discharge. The recall affects three particular models, and if you have concerns, you are encouraged to check the company webpage, kidup.com, that's KIDDE.com. The Arcata Fire Protection District is accepting applications for a full-time career firefighter position. Interested parties have until March 13th to get their application information into the district. After that, a written test will be administered on April 18th, followed by an oral exam board on the 27th, and a final decision on the hire to be made in May. For more information, contact the Arcata Fire Protection District. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State law currently mandates that anyone under the age of 18 who wants to ride a bike must wear a helmet. State Senator Carol Lee Yu, a Democrat from Flint Ridge, north of Pasadena, has introduced a bill that would make wearing a helmet while riding a bike mandatory for everyone, including adults. Liu cited the increasing number of bike riders and the increasing number of injuries associated with bike riding as the driving force behind her bill.
It simply extends what currently is law for young people up to the age of 18 to adults. And the reason why we're doing this is because as we move toward more mobility issues in our cities who are encouraged to do bike paths and bike lanes and things like that, we have noticed an uptick in the number of accidents. It's just simply a safety bill to protect riders from head injuries.
Liu's bill, SB 192, would impose a $25 fine for anyone cited for riding without a helmet. And if passed, California would be the first to mandate helmet use for all bike riders.
You know, people say it's nanny government telling you what to do. And I can understand that concern. But I'm really approaching this as a safety issue, especially if, as long as we're going to encourage the kind of co-mingling on our streets of different modes of transportation, I think this is necessary.
The CHP noted that injuries related to bike accidents jumped from 11,000 in 2009 to more than 14,000 in 2012. And that's the news on this President's Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.